Now, the people of the United States sympathized with the Spanish colonists in their desire for independence. They also disliked the idea of Europeans interfering in American affairs. America for Americans was the cry. It also happened that Englishmen desired the freedom of the Spanish colonists. As her subjects, Spain would not let them buy English goods. But if they were free, they could buy goods wherever they pleased. The British government, therefore, proposed that the United States and Great Britain should join in a declaration that the Spanish colonies were independent states. John Quincy Adams, son of John Adams, was Monroe's Secretary of State. He thought that this would not be a wise course to follow, because it might bring American affairs within European control. He was all the more anxious to prevent this entanglement, as the Tsar of Russia was preparing to found colonies on the western coast of North America, and Adams wanted a free hand to deal with him. 282. The Monroe Doctrine, 1823. It was under these circumstances that President Monroe sent a message to Congress. In it, he stated that the policy of the United States was as follows. 1. America is closed to colonization by any European power. 2. The United States have not interfered and will not interfere in European affairs. 3. The United States regard the extension of the system of the Holy Alliance to America as dangerous to the United States.